Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Because for Prestige Jayco, waiting for us on the other end of the line is West Coast assistant coach Jamie Graham. Jamie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. You're in enemy territory as we sit in the K-Rock hub in Geelong. Tom
G'day,
King,
Sam.
Ben Casanilia, Pete Ryan and Mark Neal. Thanks for joining us. You've just come out of a coach's meeting. What was sort of some of the discussion about how you beat Geelong tonight?
G'day, Sam. Yeah, we just have our little final what ifs, I suppose. We worked through a few different scenarios. But yeah, as far as beating Geelong goes, they've probably had our measure the last few times, and really they have beaten us in the contest. So they're a bigger bodied team, and I think that's going to be a pretty important area of the game.
Yep. Talking about your football club, though, from midway through second quarter onwards, we covered the game against Collingwood on Sunday. That's probably your best footy of the year that you've played.
Yeah, we were really happy with the performance of the boys. We've been building the last month or so after a pretty sluggish start. And I think it all just started to connect the other day. Our midfield really got on top, which is important, and gave us some field position. And our forwards, I reckon that's as efficient as they've been for a long time. So it all sort of clicked on the weekend. But I understand it's going to be a pretty tough challenge tonight against Geelong.
Jamie, good luck tonight. Peter Ryan here. Tim Kelly has obviously been a great player at Geelong for a couple of years and played his best game last week. How is he in the lead-up, and what have you made of his season so far?
Yeah, that was his best game for our club, and I'm sure there's some nerves around. But as you know, I've seen him closely over the last couple of years. He's pretty resilient, especially with all the talk and scrutiny around him the last couple of years. He managed just to get on with his footy and play, and there's been a lot of talk about him playing his old team tonight, but he'll be switched on and ready to put his best foot forward. But I'm sure he's going to get plenty of attention.
And what do you expect from Geelong in the ruck with Nick Natanui, obviously one of the top three ruckmen in the game? What do you expect Geelong to throw at him?
Yeah, we've noticed that Rady Galea's been taking some centre bounces, and Blitzars has been doing a bit of rucking around the ground. So a lot of opposition do tend to try and run off Nick, so I'm not sure if that's going to be a tactic of Geelong's. And it'll be a really good spectacle of Nick and Rady Galea in centre bounces. They're both great athletes. So, he'll have his work cut out in different ways, but we're hoping that he can get on top and give our mid some first use.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with West Coast assistant Jamie Graham. He's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Jamie, good luck this evening. Mate, you mentioned before in the past games against the Cats, they've sort of had your measure a little bit around the contested ball, and you've had a chat about that. What does a coaching group actually say to the players? Like, I presume you've gone into a little bit more detail than just, hey, boys, they're good at contested ball.
Yeah, as you know, mate, it's there is the actual contest, but then there's the work rate to get contest to contest. So we've actually been beaten in both areas, pre-clearance and then in general play against them. So, yeah, there's the midfield in that pre-clearance contest, which is important, but also the way our forwards structure up ahead of the ball. In the past, their big defenders have really owned us and won their fair share of contests ahead of the ball. So they've been doing a bit of work, the forwards. And along with our backs, their forwards have got on top and really won their one-on-one contests. Hawkins and Rady Galea have been pretty pivotal from forwards. So, yeah, all areas, really, we've had a good look at and we've been out of train.
That's great. Look, thanks again for that insight. That's fantastic. Now, what about you guys? Look, you guys are flying. I loved the game that you put together against Collingwood. You absolutely dismantled them. You also mentioned that it's been a bit of a slow build for your team to get where to the form they are in now. What's been the most pleasing aspect for you in terms of on-ground performance over the last 3 to 4 games?
Yeah, as mentioned, probably up in the hub, it was interesting just to see how every team come back from this crazy situation. We didn't handle it too well initially, and I think game one, Gold Coast ran 12 kilometres further than us, so our work rate clearly was off. And that's been an area the boys have been working hard at. As you know, each week when you play, you don't get to train as much, but
the players have lifted their standard around the club, the way they train, and I think our work rate and our ability to turn up to the contest, as we saw on the weekend against Collingwood, we managed to outnumber on many occasions. So I think that's been a big shift for our boys, and we've lifted in that area. Also, the way we defend, we've been managing to get four-half turnovers and play the game in our half, which has been really important over this last few weeks.
Yeah, look, absolutely, and it's been fantastic. Well, it's just a final one for me. Can you tell us a bit about the what seems to be, at least on this part, this side of the country, the quick rise of Oscar Allen? He seems to be in great nick.
Yeah, he played a lot of footy last year as a young bloke, and he actually had to spend quite a lot of time in the ruck with those longer games, and given Nick doesn't spend a huge amount of time on the ground. So I suppose these shorter games, he hasn't had to spend as much energy being that second ruck, and he's able to play as that primary forward. And he's just maturing as well as a young man and as a player. He spends a lot of time working with JK, and he's learning a lot from him. And I suppose when you've got Kennedy and Darling, he can get under the radar a little bit as our third tall. So he's taking his opportunities. He's a fantastic young man. He just works hard at his craft. So it's great to see him get some reward for his effort.
Jamie, I bet you're really missing that hub you're in.
Yeah, we actually started adjusting and adapting, but it is good to be home in our own homes, but also playing in front of 30,000 of our fans who have been waiting for footy. So great to be back here at Optus Stadium and playing in front of all our fans who are happy to be here and supporting us.
You haven't been to a day spa or played a bit of tennis or all that sort of stuff. It's got a few people into a bit of trouble, what you can do in the hub and what you can't do.
Yeah, I won't comment, but we got through unscathed, so that was the main thing.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Jamie, Harry Edwards, can you give us a couple of words on your latest debutant?
Yep. Yeah, Harry, he's an interesting story. I think he got drafted as a 180-odd centimetre mid, sort of maybe half back, and now he's grown into 200-centimetre key position player, so over the last less than 2 years. So, yeah, he'll play as one of our key backs. He's McGovern out. He's competitive. He's a good young man. So great to see him get the pull on the West Coast jumper.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamie, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us for Prestige Jayco, and good luck tonight.
Great talking to you, team.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.